Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce, is this the maintenance there at the building?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my name is R.D. Mercer, and my wife, Sharon Jean, works up there on that ninth floor.
Yeah.
That radio station, she's a bookkeeper up there.
Yeah.
And she said that you all walked in on her in the bathroom there yesterday up there on that ninth floor. Had to come in there and do some work on one of them toilets in there. And said y'all walked in on her. I don't appreciate that much, Bruce.
Hey, I don't got time to listen to this.
What do you mean? You gonna make time to listen to it.
That's Bruce.
Well, maybe you ain't got time to listen to this. You got time for an ass whooping?
Hey, listen, man. Let me tell you something right now.
Well, go ahead.
I don't have to take threats. I don't even know anything about what you're talking about.
She was in the bathroom trying to go to the bathroom there yesterday, and she was up there, and one of y'all maintenance guys walked in on her. And
let me tell you what, partner, it wasn't me.
Well, you got somebody else there working at maintenance and answered by...
I'll have to check with this person.
What do you look like?
Huh?
She said it was a big old boy with a flat top.
None of us got flat tops, partner.
Well,
if you're going to be threatening me over the phone, and if she's got somebody that's with a flat top, you got both the wrong people.
Well, they said it was one of them maintenance guys. You all wear blue shirts with your name up there.
But none of us got flat tops, partner.
Well, I don't know. She didn't get a good look at the top of your head. She was scrambling trying to pull her britches up.
Well, if something like that happened, I'm going to apologize for my other man.
Well, I guarantee it happened, and somebody's going to get an ass whooping over it.
I don't think so.
Well, I think so.
Well,
how big old boy are you?
Well, I'm about 280 pounds, about 6'1".
Well, I might have packed a lunch.
Yeah, because you're going to be here all...
Well, you don't have to get nasty to me. Hey, I don't appreciate somebody walking on my wife in there in the bathroom up there. She's trying to work. It scared her so bad she left some thong panties and a pair of prescription sunglasses in there, too. Did y'all find them?
Well, let me tell you something right now. I'm going to get to the bottom of it, and I'll find out what happened.
Well, she showed her bottom is what you done. Have you ever had an ass woman?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guarantee you, you're getting ready to have another one. You talk rude to me all on the phone.
Well, what do you think you're doing to me?
I trying to find out what's going on.
I'm trying to find out exactly, too.
I tell you what, and she said that sometimes that them old boys come in on her, too, that Phil and Brent.
Yeah.
Said that they've been in and peeked in on the bathroom on her, too. You run around with them?
No.
Well, because they may need an ass whooping, too.
They might.
Well, I guarantee you, I'm just a man to do it. I'm only weigh about 145 pounds, but dripping wet. But I guarantee you, I'm pretty wiry.
Well, I got a lot of weight behind me. So.
Well, do you know them Phil and Brent guys up there?
I know of them.
Well, would you hold them while I whoop their ass?
Imagine.
Well, all right then. Well, I'll tell you what, you hold them while I whoop their ass, and then when I get done, if I got enough strength left, I'll start whooping on yours. Because nobody walks on my wife and on that bathroom. And now I'm going to bring her down there, and one of y'all boys is going to apologize to her. They're going to be an ass whooping.
Well, I tell you what, why don't you bring them on down, and I'll be down here. I tell you what, I got a ball bat, and we'll take care of it right now.
Bruce! Hey, Bruce! Bruce, what? This is Phil and Brent!
Man, let me tell you what, you some bitch.
Oh, man. Easy now. Easy, Bruce.
Hey.
It's just a joke. Come on now. Easy.
I'm all right now.
It's just a joke, Bruce. It's okay.
We don't want you mad at us, Bruce. We know how big you are.
Oh, that's right. We knew how mad you got when we popped all them firecrackers off up here, too.
Hey, listen, man. If you guys come down here right now, you're going to see somebody crawling the walls now.
Oh, don't do that, Bruce. Don't do that.
What's wrong with your voice, Bruce?
You okay?
Oh, yeah, I got a laryngitis.
Sound like you may have been screaming somebody walked in on you in the bathroom.